You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say. Hello, my sexy friends, and welcome back to another episode of Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, and today I am coming to you from a random park in Montana. It's currently 90 degrees outside, so if you hear some background noise, it is my overhead fan running and the fact that the van doors are wide open, so there may be some nature sounds or people sounds, and that is just what we are going to get because, as you have, I'm sure, come to learn on this show, in van life, you get what you get, and you just got to do your best with the circumstances. Today's episode, we are talking about the versions of you that you believe don't make money. So this came up in conversation, probably a few weeks ago, God, it might have even been a month ago now, with my old business coach, Christina Montalvo. She has been so gracious to hop on the phone with me a couple times and try to sort out my frustrations and my what the hell am I doings with my business since Instagram deleted or suspended my account, and I lost, by proxy, 13 years of followers, of content, of photos, of connections, of people that I have met and followed their accounts and they followed me, and just the like, what the fuck of that, and then how to move forward. So one of the conversations that we were having was, she was curious to know, like, what versions of me do I believe I don't make money? And what she meant by that was, like, she has a version of herself, like depressed self, that she believes doesn't make money. So she gets seasonal depression really badly. And during those times, like, her belief is that that version of her doesn't make money. So I want to bring this into a club setting and think about the versions of you that you believe don't make money at the club. And what I mean by that specifically is, I think one that we can all probably relate to is the version of you who comes in and doesn't feel good in their body that day, who probably changes your outfits 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a night because they just don't feel good in anything they're wearing. Maybe you're feeling bloated. Maybe your cycle just started. Maybe, you know, a bunch of things. Maybe you're on vacation and you haven't been moving as much, or just anything has happened that you're not feeling like yourself in your body, that you are feeling uncomfortable in your own skin. I'm willing to guess that that is a version of you that you don't believe makes money. So you're going into work with that mindset that you are not attractive, that you're not worth the money, that you feel gross. And so you're bringing that energy into every interaction that you are having in the club. So what I want you to do, right? I feel like so many of these episodes recently, there's like an activity portion, but I think also that's great. We're going to learn together. We're going to grow together, and the whole industry and ourselves will be greater because of it. So my homework assignment for you from this episode is to sit down and think about that. What versions of you exist that you believe don't make money? I will 100%. So say for me, it's definitely that one that when I'm feeling uncomfortable in my body, there is a version of me that doesn't feel like she makes money when everyone else in the club does pole tricks and they're like fantastic at pole. And I'm the one person who like doesn't really do pole. I am a floor work queen. Like I will slither around and be sexy. And I do like 2 or 3 spins on the pole and that is it. That is not my forte. So there is a version of me that when I first started a new club, if I notice that everyone does a bunch of pole, like the version of me that doesn't make money is the one who stands out in a club because they don't do pole. Now, has that ever actually been true? No. I still make money on stage because I have perfected my flavor of stage work, right? I have perfected my sexy, sultry, floor work interaction with the customers to the point where, like, even if there are people there who are more the throw money people, if you're doing pull work, I'll probably still make money off of them, but they are now no longer my target demographic. It's the people who want that more interpersonal relationship, right? There are people who sit at the tip rail who want you to interact with them, who want you to fuck their eyeballs with your eyeballs, you know, that's the experience that they're looking for. So what would be that version for you? And are you, because you're putting yourself in these boxes, right, of this version of me doesn't make money, are you then creating, again, that self-fulfilling prophecy that because you believe that that version of you doesn't make money, you it becomes true. It becomes a truthful statement because you bring the energy of, like, I can't make money this way, or no one's going to want to spend on me this way. So now we have fulfilled it for ourselves and it becomes a future issue. So every time we feel that way, we don't think that we're going to make money. And how can we flip that on its head and give ourselves ways to focus on the nights in which we do make money? So if we go in believing the version of me who's on my period doesn't make money, I think we all know, correct me if I'm wrong, you can send a voice memo to this. So there's a place on Spotify where you can send me a voice memo. So correct me if I'm wrong, or like confirm me if I am correct here. I think all of us make more money when we're ovulating. I know I do. I feel like there's this weird animalistic thing that, like, men can smell the scent of you when you're ovulating. So like the version of me that does make money is the one that's ovulating. But the version of me that doesn't is the one who is super PMS-y and moody. The version of me who doesn't make money is the one who's tired and her body hurts. The version of me who doesn't make money is the one who believes that she's too old for the business, right? So there's all these different components to think about. And does that version still make money? 100%. But we start to believe these things about ourselves. So what are these boxes that you are putting yourself in? And can you find ways to prove that they are not true? So if you didn't listen to the last episode where I was talking about routines, I talked a little bit about how our brains attach to negative bias, right? Our brain sort of wants to latch on to the negative things instead of noticing the positive things. So that is also a part of your activity here, is once you come up with this list of the versions of you that don't make money. And maybe that's a version of you who is like 5 pounds heavier or 5 pounds lighter, or has red hair or blonde hair, or wears this outfit or not that outfit, right? There's so many caveats to that in this business. Like, the version of me doesn't make money when I wear a two-piece outfit, or the version of me that doesn't make money is when I have my hair done a certain way. And I'm sure that those things are not true. While at the same time, I'm sure that there are certain outfits that people are more attracted to. That's not the word I want to use, but that's what came to mind. So a specific example, I always wear my hair the same way at the club. I do like curls, sort of like sexy vixen, big loose curls in my hair. And every now and then I'll do it different. Like a little top ponytail, or pull it to the side. And I've started to believe that the version of me who doesn't show up as this consistent look is the version that doesn't make money. And that's probably not true, but have I like kept accurate records to be like, this is what I wore that night and I made a ton of money? So that's another thing you could do, right? Keep a record. What outfit were you wearing? What was your mood? How was your hair done? All these different things to collect data. At the end of the day, everything is data. And the more that we analyze these things, the more that we can get out of these preconceived notions that we have of ourselves, these negative biases, and start to prove to ourselves that these things are not true at all. They are just our self-limiting beliefs. The only thing I really want to end on, this is just a little quickie episode to get you thinking, to start paying attention to these things, maybe discuss this with your friends or in the locker room. So what I want to leave you on is, are you then, when you have these beliefs that these versions of you don't make money, are you boxing yourself in to a certain look, to a certain style? Even when this comes to, like, if you create online content, have you boxed yourself in to who you think you need to be versus allowing yourself to fully explore who you are and knowing that the people who are truly, like, fanning for you will devour whatever you bring to the table. If you change your content type, they will still love it. If you change your outfit, they will love it. If you change your hair, they will love it. Because it's not the elements of what you're doing that they are necessarily, like, head over heels for. It's you and all the unique things that make you who you are. That is just a quick little episode for you today to start to ponder on. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks with another episode of Show Me Your Assets. Stay sexy, make money.